proudly local for 35 years. Community Radio, 88.3 Southern FM.
Coming up right now is the Space Show. Welcome to the Space Show, presented by members of the Space Association of Australia. Hello, I'm Andrew Rennie, and on the panel we have Richard. On this evening's show, Australian supersonic aircraft flies with the help from Rocket Lab. On Saturday, Rocket Lab launched an Australian hypersonic aircraft. It's called DART AE. And the craft was built by Hypersonics Launch Systems in Queensland. That's Hypersonics with IX, not I. Hypersonic. Okay, here's a little promo about what that company does.
The time is right for Hypersonics. The purpose of Hypersonics is to build and fly hypersonic aircraft. We are out in front in terms of our scramjet technology, so the propulsion, but also our vehicle designs.
We believe it's going to change the way we fly. It really is about that technology as much as the application of that technology.
What we develop here will have wide-ranging applications across aerospace.
We have this long-term target of flying at Mach 12. And at the moment, Mach 12 for sustained flight, it's kind of in the realm of science fiction. So what we need to do is break down that path to flying at Mach 12 into discrete milestones. The first of those milestones, the first flight activity that Hypersonics is going to perform is DART at Mach 7.
When you travel hypersonic, the main issue is heating.
DART will be glowing red hot at 1,000 degrees, but we have to keep the sensitive electronics on the inside at under their maximum temperatures, and we don't have very much space to do that. DART is a demonstrator to fly at hypersonic speeds, but it's also to collect data and to learn so that we can keep pushing forward and make vehicles that travel up to Mach 12.
The thing about flying fast is you always end up with a really cool looking plane. We've developed this scramjet technology and hypersonic vehicle technology over the last 30 years. So it's come together, it's very mature. And then we have all these other opportunities of new materials, the commercial off-the-shelf hydrogen tech, and the computing power that we use in our analysis.
We are literally creating a new category of flight. By air breathing and not carrying oxygen on board, we're increasing the mass fraction that we're able to deliver to orbit.
Hypersonics is on the cutting edge of not only the product in terms of hypersonic flight, but also the regulatory initiative to try and integrate this vehicle into national airspace. The growth potential is tremendous.
Designing and building an aircraft that can fly to Mach 7 is hard, but we are dedicated to getting there and pushing beyond. And we're not doing that alone. We have a very wide hypersonic ecosystem of partners.
We've got the best partners on the planet to help us do that. We're dealing with partners such as Kratos, DIU and Rocket Lab.
We also have a lot of smaller companies here in Brisbane, but also throughout Australia that help take our tech from the design to the real physical thing.
In order to fly at Mach 7, we need to overcome a whole bunch of engineering and materials and technology challenges. And what we're working on at the moment are tackling those challenges one by one.
We've got the team, we've got the technology, and we've got a way of being able to build what we build in a high cadence. And I think that's why organisations like the Defence Innovation Unit, that's exactly why they deal with people and companies like us, because we can move a lot faster.
The goal at Hypersonics is not just to enable hypersonic flight, but to commercialise it for everybody.
It's for the planet. I think we're building a platform using hypersonic technology, particularly scramjet, that are hydrogen powered, and we're looking to deploy that technology across various aerospace applications. We see the planet as the beneficiary of what we're doing in the longer term.
No, it's never easy, but that's what makes us unique, and that's what puts the X in hypersonics.
That feature was supplied to us by Hypersonics Launch Systems in Queensland. Well, the launch was made from Wallops Island on the eastern seaboard of the United States. Here is how their broadcast began.
It's a crisp afternoon over the eastern shore today as the countdown continues to our latest mission from Rocket Lab Launch Complex 2. You can see our HASTE suborbital rocket right there on your screen, getting ready for liftoff from the Mid-Atlantic Regional Spaceport on Wallops Island, Virginia. Now, just minutes away from launching our next hypersonic test mission for the Department of War's Defense Innovation Unit. My name's Hannah Jury, and it's great to be here with you for this exciting experimental mission.
And my name is Muriel Baker, and we are just 21 minutes away from our target launch time today of 4:50 p.m. Eastern Time. And things are looking good for an on-time liftoff today. The weather outlook is 90% favorable for launch, and we are green across the board for our HASTE rocket, the payload, and the range here at NASA's Wallops Flight Facility. And today we'll be taking the DIU's next experimental hypersonic mission to the skies to deploy DART-AE, a scramjet-powered aircraft developed by Australian aerospace engineering firm Hypersonics, with an X, and with a nod to their payload and Australia's classic cultural icon Crocodile Dundee, we are calling this launch That's Not a Knife.
Today's mission marks the historic first flight of DART-AE, which will be used to validate the aircraft's propulsion, materials, sensors, and guidance technology under real hypersonic flight conditions. At the heart of DART's 3D printed airframe is its scramjet engine, an air breathing system similar to that of a jet engine. Now, it uses oxygen in the atmosphere to combust with fuel, generating the thrust needed to fly at hypersonic speeds. This innovative design is part of Hypersonics' mission to create a low-cost, multi-mission hypersonic aircraft for applications in defence, aviation and aerospace.
The DART-AE is lofted into the upper atmosphere by an Electron rocket, a modified Electron rocket, and uses Hypersonics' Spartan scramjet engine, burning hydrogen fuel to reach speeds of 7 times the speed of sound. Well, here's how the launch sounded.
T-minus 20 seconds and counting. Stage 2, tanks are pressed.
30 charge committed.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ignition. Lift off.
Vehicle's flight path, vehicle's flight path. Beginning pitch over.
Stage 1 propulsion is nominal.
Well, that's not a knife. That is our HASTE rocket on your screen there with a textbook launch off the pad at LC2 on Wallops Island. HASTE is climbing fast now at almost 900 kilometres an hour with an almost immediate pitchover to follow today's suborbital trajectory. Max-Q, or maximum aerodynamic pressure, is up next. So standing by now with mission control.
Approaching Max-Q. Cleared Max-Q.
A nice, clean sail through Max-Q by HASTE there, now at speeds of more than 2,000 kilometres an hour. Hearing good calls from Mission Control as well. High voltage battery discharge should be happening as we need it to for those 9 Stage 1 Rutherford engines at the bottom of the rocket. And coming up soon will be MECO, or main engine cutoff of those engines, which is when all 9 of them power down at the same time. And now usually that is to allow for the first stage to separate from the second. But with this experimental hypersonic mission, we are doing things differently. And so at about the same time as those engines shut down, HASTE's fairing will separate and DART will be deployed to begin its free flight at hypersonic speed.
A reminder that at our customer's request, we'll be cutting the camera view just before MECO, fairing separation and payload deployment. But we will mark the moments we're expecting those actions to take place before DART-AE flies the rest of the mission. So let's watch and listen now.
Stand by for MECO.
Okay, and with the clock now past 2 minutes and 45 seconds into flight, that marks our expected main engine cutoff, fairing jettison from HASTE, and deployment of Hypersonics DART-AE aircraft at hypersonic speed to continue on with their mission.
Right now, the team will be testing the aircraft's aerodynamic control at several times the speed of sound, as well as its scramjet propulsion to power the vehicle along its suborbital trajectory. Good luck to the DIU and hypersonics for the remainder of the mission.
So Hayes' role in this launch is otherwise complete. Another hypersonic test launch with 100% mission success out of Launch Complex 2 on Wallops Island. And this is our second hypersonic flight for the DIU in just 3 months and our seventh Hayes launch overall to test technology in those real-life conditions. This mission is also our 11th overall launch from Launch Complex 2 on Wallops Island within both the Mid-Atlantic Regional Spaceport and NASA's Wallops Flight Facility. So, congratulations and thank you to our launch partners for your ongoing support.
And since we're rounding out with numbers, today's launch is our 82nd launch in total and third launch this year, with our next mission scheduled to take place in just a few days' time. But this time from Launch Complex 1 on the opposite side of the world.
Well, this was a test mission, but operational vehicles would be able to carry out high-speed suborbital intelligence, surveillance and reconnaissance. It could also be used as a rapid air freight flyer.